This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy Dickey. The World Health Organization says 184 countries have now joined the COVID-19 Global Vaccine Alliance, known as COVAX, designed to speed development and distribution of an eventual COVID-19 vaccine. The WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said Monday that Ecuador and Uruguay are the most recent nations to join the cooperative's program. The United States is not part of the COVAX program, calling it too constraining. Earlier this year, the Trump administration said it was withdrawing support for WHO, saying the group is too heavily influenced by China. President Trump has blamed China for the global spread of the disease. China announced last month it is joining the COVAX program. Tedros said that as the virus spreads in Europe and other parts of the world, sharing resources, supplies, and more can save lives. U.S. lawmakers are running out of time to pass a second massive round of aid addressing the economic and health crises caused by the coronavirus. U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi was to speak with Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin Monday ahead of a self-imposed 48-hour deadline to reach a deal before Election Day on November 3rd. If the White House and Democratic majority House of Representatives cannot reach an agreement by Tuesday, the next opportunity for negotiations on aid will come during a lame duck session of Congress in November and December. On Sunday, Speaker Pelosi told ABC's This Week news program that the Trump administration had removed key language from the legislation that laid out as testing and tracing strategies. U.S. lawmakers have repeatedly failed to reach an agreement on a second round of economic aid to millions of Americans impacted by the pandemic. In September, Senate Republicans failed to pass a slimmed-down $500 billion aid proposal. The $2 trillion CARES Act, passed by bipartisan agreement in March, was one of the largest aid packages. This is VOA News.